It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Our KFMO Classic Series shifts back to the men's basketball hardwood at Mineral Area College, the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse, as we rebroadcast the Region 16 championship game between Mineral Area College and Three Rivers, a game that originally aired March 7th of this year as the Cardinals ended their playoff drought with a Region 16 champion. With a Region 16 championship on their way to the national tournament. This KFMO Classic re-airs in its entirety Wednesday night at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO, online at KFMOsports.com, and on the KFMO app. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals were back in action over the weekend with three games at Wrigley Field in Chicago against the Cubs. They take the first one mightily, 17-1. Then game two, a 3-0 win. And the series finale Sunday. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And yesterday at Wrigley Field, the Cardinals erased a 2-0 deficit on a Jordan Walker 3-run homer in the sixth inning, only to give the runs right back and then some as two errors and a leadoff walk led to a 4-run six on the way to a Cubs 6-4 win.
Three unearned runs did the Cardinals in. They did mount a comeback later. They were able to score a run in the eighth inning and got the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning. So they still had a lot of fight to them, but they couldn't overcome the defensive miscues that came at the wrong time.
So the Cardinals finished up their road trip yesterday, taking 2 out of 3 in Atlanta and 2 out of 3 in Chicago.
A 4-2 road trip is more than most of us thought would happen. Really well played throughout the week.
Back home, they face the Milwaukee Brewers for the first game in a 5-game series over the next 4 days. It'll be Dustin May on the mound. Broadcast time tonight, 5:50. Ricky has the lineups at 6:35. I'll bring you the first pitch at 6:45.
Guys, thanks. The Cards head back to Busch Stadium today for a rare 5-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers that features a split doubleheader on Tuesday. Coverage tonight at 5:50 on B104.3 and first pitch at 6:45. The Cardinals chasing the Brewers in the National League Central Division standings and are in the final wildcard spot at 47-40. And the FIFA World Cup, a big weekend. If you're into some upsets with more, here's Greg Thompson.
After 8 straight trips to the World Cup quarterfinals, Brazil was eliminated in the round of 16 for the first time since 1990, losing to Norway 2-1 behind a pair of late goals from Erling Haaland, which sent his country to the final 8 for the first time ever. Meanwhile, France, which was runner-up in 2022 and won it all in 2018, is heading back to the quarterfinals, beating Paraguay 1-0 as Kylian Mbappe scored his 7th goal of the tournament. As for the host nations, it was a rough weekend, with 2 of the 3 getting eliminated. Canada blanked 3-0 by Morocco on Saturday, and Mexico falling to England 3-2 on Sunday. That leaves the U.S. as the only host country left standing, with America taking on Belgium on Monday.
Greg, thanks again. That USA and Belgium game in the round of 16 tonight at 7 o'clock. And in Wimbledon, the men's singles is into the round of 16. There are 4 matches today, and one includes Taylor Fritz, the world number 6, as he will go up against the world number 10, Alexander Bublik. Some notables in the round of 16 from Sunday, Jannik Sinner advanced, as did Novak Djokovic. And in the women's singles, a pair of Americans play today, Kruger battling world number 12, Kostyuk, and Keys in the round of 16. She upset Anisimova on Saturday. And the NASCAR Cup Series raced at Chicagoland Speedway Sunday for the first time since 2019. And it was Chase Briscoe besting Christopher Bell to get the win at Chicagoland, Briscoe's first win in 2026. And taking a look at standings post-race, another tough one for Tyler Reddick as he sees the point disparity to points leader Denny Hamlin grow to 44 points. Ryan Blaney at third, 113 points back of Denny Hamlin. The Cup Series is at Echo Park Speedway in Atlanta, coming up on Sunday, the third round of the in-season challenge. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.